flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Slashed out here, slashing.
All right, Brian. Something I wanted you to hear. I'll be honest, I haven't heard this yet. I saw it on Twitter, and I saw some folks reacting to it. Shout out to Jeff out here practicing sex aerobics in the break. Jeff's talking about opening his own sex aerobics studio. I think Adam Pohl's going to be one of his instructors. We'll get to that. Also saw Wendy. Wendy's here for a Wendy Knows Sports segment.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to that. But I wanted to, I wanted us all to hear. Has anyone heard this RG3 audio about Sunday's game? I have not yet.
When he was running?
No, this is from Kay Adams either this morning or yesterday.
Okay, I know.
This is just Robert talking about the NFC title game. All right, here we go. We're all in it together. Robert Griffin III.
I'll say it this way, because you have to be critical and constructively critical of the teams, even if you love the team. So for Washington, I feel like we were outcoached. We got outclassed. And at the end of the day, it was heartbreaking to watch, because when you look at Jaden Daniels and him having the greatest rookie quarterback season of all time, and just the excitement around the city, the excitement within the building, it was quickly crushed. And Kay, let me take you down a story road of what it was like in the building for the Commanders this week. All right. They're coming out. They come off a big win against the Eagles in week 16. And the coach is telling them, all right, guys, this guy, Saquon Barkley, has run for 146 yards, 150 yards, and us in back-to-back games. This is what you call a gut check type of game. You got to let him know on the first play of the game that it is not happening today. And then Saquon Barkley and his McThickums ran for a 60-yard touchdown on the first play of the game, crushed everybody. And at that moment, it almost felt like the game was over, because they had been talking about it all week. We got to stop the run. We got to do this. And they couldn't do it on the first play. And in his first two touches, he had two touchdowns. So for me, that was crushing to watch. It was heartbreaking as a fan. And as an analyst, the last thing that popped up was the fact that we actually did get back into the game, and it was 14-12. But then Jaden Daniels didn't even touch the ball again. Or should I say, when he touched the ball again, the score was 27-12.
Crazy.
We had the fumble, and the Eagles went on two touchdown drives. So it just wasn't meant to be. And Philly had the better roster, and their star players played better in that game.
I think the last thing he said was accurate. Philly had the better roster, and their star players played better in that game.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could say outcoached in a game with four turnovers.
It was basically the turnovers that killed everything. Coaches don't coach turnovers. They don't tell you to fumble the ball. So they were outplayed. They took care of the little things. I don't know if you can say they were out-coached.
I don't agree with that.
Four turnovers is the reason that that game was lost.
If you want to say outclassed, I feel like it's a little hot take-ish, but Philly was better.
Come on, who are you dealing with?
But Philly was better, so like I understand that. I also think, dude, it was an 11-point game when Eckler fumbled, right? Mm-hmm. It was 34-23. They score, they get the two-pointer, and then I think they actually forced a punt. They forced a punt. It's an 11-point game.
Yeah.
And they're driving. It's first and 10 at the 20. They hit 16 yards to Ertz. Then they go incomplete to Terry, incomplete to Ertz. They get another first down, third and 10. Daniels connects with Ertz for 13. You're at midfield, and this is halfway through the third. There's still plenty of time in this thing. And it's first and 10 at the 49, and you're down 11 in the third quarter. That is completely a game. First and 10 at midfield, you're down 11. That is a ball game. And then there's a fumble.
Yeah.
And after that, they score again. That, to me, was the big swing. It was 34-23, fumble, six plays later, 41-23.
Yeah.
But, like, that was – I mean, Philly scores to go up to 41.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fourth quarter.
Yep.
I don't know. I think that's a little too much. And obviously the end of that game got away from them, understandably. Yeah. I'm not acting like it was closer than.
No.
But
you have four turnovers in the field of play like you're doing. I mean, three turnovers for sure. Where you had them at, you're going to have problems.
Nine penalties.
You know?
I don't know that there was anything wrong with the scheme. I think they moved the ball pretty well. I mean, they put up 350 yards of offense. The run game has fallen apart for this team over the last 6-8 weeks. They were able to run the ball well in Detroit, but that was it. I think so much of this offseason is going to be focused on what does Philly do so damn well is they're big and strong
they
on
run
both
the ball
lines
to stop
of scrimmage.
The run.
Yeah, dude. And I think what is – when Peters was in San Fran and they were going to those Super Bowls, what did they do really well?
Same things. I think we've gotten so caught up in what football has become, we forget about the things that still help you win games. Run the damn ball, stop the run.
Well, dude, I think football's kind of getting back to that. I mean, think about
– I think some teams have gotten back to it.
The
most
Chiefs,
teams still follow.
Look at this Super Bowl. These are two run-first defense teams.
Yeah.
And they happen to have – electric quarterbacks are capable of making crazy plays, but I think mobile quarterbacks now are part of the run the ball positioning. Like the run the ball theory includes your QB. I mean, if you look at all four quarterbacks
I think
in
it should.
The championship games,
I think it should. But the Pat Mahomes been running the ball since he got into the league.
But
there's nothing new with him.
Look at this final four. You had Hurts, Daniels, Allen, Mahomes.
But everybody, all runners. Every one of those guys have run the ball since they got in the league. Jaden was just here 1 year. But there are most teams out there don't try to do all that stuff. They are trying to throw it around the yard all day, and they don't end up there. Joe Burrow, his team was so great, and he's Hall of Fame because he just throws the ball around. MVP candidate. But they don't win games. So, you know, you can't stop the run, you can't run the ball, you can't win. And the league, they on their own made running backs not valuable. Running backs are still valuable.
Well, I think you got to be one of the best, right? Like, you can't look.
Well, they're playing quarterbacks that aren't the best, so, I mean, let's be real. You may not be one of the best, but if you at least give them a chance, you know, you might. There are some of them that were not paid just because, and they were good. So.
Last year, Henry and Saquon made a huge difference. You don't have players like that that are probably going to come available in free agency this year. But, like, when Bijan comes up, I think Bijan will be the next really interesting test.
How would you know who's available, capable, when they don't get the opportunity most times anymore? They don't lean on them most times anymore. So if you don't give me the ball, then I'm damn sure not valuable.
Well, I don't disagree with you theoretically in the general running back conversation. I'm just saying Henry and Saquon are different. Those are both guys that have proven to be the best in the league, and they both happen to become available at the same time.
And Saquon got better when he got behind what?
A better line.
Yeah. So maybe.
But you agree with me that Derrick Henry and Saquon are a different conversation.
They're different, but I guarantee
you. In hell, you even had Jacobs and Jones.
The little kid out there in the Rams, he is not considered like them, but he is damn effective every game.
The dudes that are currently slated for free agency at the running back position, Aaron Jones, Najee Harris, A.J. Dillon, Nick Chubb, but he's had so many injuries at this point. I'm just saying this ain't the class that was available last year.
I understand that.
I kind of still would.
They shouldn't be lowballed like you're paying all these damn idiot quarterbacks. So pay the damn running backs too.
Okay.
Got to run the ball.
David Aldridge joins us at noon.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.